Now, as Nancy said, we're going to do a little bit different format today. We'd originally had planned to work on a mission statement in an extra workshop period in the afternoon, but then we realized that that was going to compete with the Prairie RE picnic and decided that we couldn't do that. So we had to rearrange and move it into the main theme of this morning. And I want to just review a little bit of how we got to where we are just in a couple of minutes, because we want to move things along as efficiently as we can. The UUA started a discussion on renewing congregational polity. Polity is another word for governance. And just taking a look at who we are and where we're going as a movement. So the first thing they did in the process was to do the national survey, which some of you filled out. And then, as you recall, we did a survey, the same survey as a congregation. And that looked at, first of all, who we are, you know, what's the demographics of the current congregations, and kind of what our hopes and aspirations were as individuals. And then the mission statement that we're going to be working on today is sort of the next step in that process. It's who we are and where we want to go as a congregation, recognizing that we are people in relationship in a congregation, but that we come here for a purpose. But what really is that purpose? And that's what we're going to be looking at today through a process that Ken's going to explain. Now, this is a step in a continuum, because after we get the mission statement, and we already have our bond of union, which if we didn't have that, that would be another step in the process. It's then next year, I'm going to start looking at congregations in relationship with the other locally. So how do we relate to, for society, to James Reed, to Sauk City's congregation? And then the final step, I presume a year later, will be how we as congregations relate to the national level. So that's kind of the process as a whole and the piece that we're looking at today. We wanted to share with you some of the ideas that the kids came up with in the RE program. And one of the questions that they were asked was, what is Prairie? And one of their answers was a church, a meeting place, a community, a building, a support network. Another question they asked was, what are we good at? Being accepting, being supportive, being good, having fun, growing weeds. For example, growing a prairie, I think they meant. Being thankful, being happy, having good ideas. Another question was, what could we be better in? Growing more prairie. Working harder for social change. Being a bit more serious. Repairing the building.
The kids.
And helping the needy.
What we'd like to do today is have you go through a structured sort of process, a structured discussion, where at the end we would have some set of suggestions about sentences, ideas that would go into a mission statement. And we are hoping we would have maybe four volunteers out of this group to try to synthesize the ideas that you all come up with today. So be thinking as to whether you might be willing to be one of four or so volunteers. I thought they could meet for a couple times after prayer programs to try to synthesize what we come up with. So think about that. I've written down a very exacting schedule, but knowing Prairie folks, we may deviate somewhat, but we'll do our best to try to work through the steps that I've suggested here. And the object of our attention is on the right-hand side of the sheet we've handed out, and that's to think about and develop brief answers to two mission questions. And the first one is, why does our congregation exist? And I don't know if we need to be too literal about that. Going back, we were a spin-off from First Society. I don't think we need to take that quite literally. But think about the purposes maybe that people were thinking of when we formed and the purposes we have now. And who do we exist for? Who are our members? Who are we? So that's one thing to be thinking about. The second is, in what ways do we live out and give expression to this sense of purpose? What do we do individually and collectively? That is, among ourselves, meaning our community, Prairie, and our surrounding community. So within Prairie, how do we live out this sense of purpose, and then how do we reflect that in what we do with the rest of the community? So what we'll do to have folks work on these questions is, first, we'll have a brief period of individual reflection, and we have these green 5x8 cards, and I have some pencils. I'm hoping some of you have some writing implements. I have more pencils if people need them. And we'll take 5 minutes just to have people think individually about how, make some notes to yourself about how you would answer these questions. Then the second thing we'll do two pairings of people. We'll ask you to first pair up with one individual, and then a second time pair up with another individual. And each time you meet with another person, they will read these questions to you, and you answer them, and they transcribe your answers. So the answer kind of goes through the filter of the other person. So you have to communicate it clearly and hopefully pretty concisely. We don't want vast paragraphs, hopefully, but things that are said as, you know, concisely as we can. So you meet with another person, they ask you the questions, they write down your answers. And then you do that a second time. You shift pairings and you do that same thing. And each time you keep, they write on your card for you, so you keep your answers on your card. So have the other person write on your card for you. Or actually, there are more cards. If you need more cards, I can give you those. So we do those pairings twice. And then you stay with your second partner and you look at your card, and then you circle the phrasings that you like the best of your answers, the answers that you gave your partners. And then work with that second partner to see if you can, between the two of you, come up with some common answers. In other words, you combine your answers into statements that reflect both of your ideas. This is an attempt to try to some sort of consensus between the two of you as to what may be good answers to these questions. And then at 11 o'clock, this is all moving along pretty quickly, so it takes a while even to explain it. At 11 o'clock, with your second partner, you'll join another pair of people, and you'll work as a group of four to see if you can kind of condense and combine what your statements are within that group of four. That will be the exercise as well. You work on that for a while, and then we'll ask that from that group of four, you choose one person to come up and give your consensus answers. And we'll write those down. They'll also be recorded on our tape. And we will take, we'll have, I don't know how many sets of four we'll have here, maybe five or so, six. We'll take those sets of answers and ask our group of four intrepid volunteers to try to synthesize what is reflected in those statements. Are there any questions about what we're going to try to do? Yes?
So the first step is we tell somebody else our response. Let's stay right there.
Yes. The first step here is we'll just have quiet reflection for 5 minutes, but then that's the second step. Yes, you'll meet with another person You meet with another person two different times, so two different people. And we also have to denote times when we'd like you to switch activities. Deb has brought a nice little bell. That'll be your signal to give us your attention so we can move on. Yeah?
When we get to the stage where there are four of us, do you give us another card or something to write our concise statement?
I have more cards, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the sets. Yeah, I've got even more here, so I can pass out more. So if people are ready, I guess we'll start our period of 5 minutes of reflection here. Thank you. Oh, one more note, excuse me. For those people who would like a little more quiet, if people will be discussing here, I invite maybe a couple groups of a couple pairings or three pairings of people to take their chairs and they can go out into the hall, the entry area, if they'd like to.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Okay. Okay, now why don't you choose a partner and then one part, take turns asking each other the questions. Thank you. At this point, you should have one or more cards with your answers to the mission questions. And now, for the next, you remain with your same partner, but it's suggested that you take and maybe circle the parts of your answers or the particular answers that you think are the most important to be reflected in the mission statement, and then work with your partner to come up with a common set of answers. So you, after the end of this next period, you'll just have one set of answers that you both think are appropriate to the questions. Well, some people may have done it and some people may have yet to do that. You may want to, the object here is to try to be as clear and concise as you can. So do that for the next 10 minutes. Where if you have, at this point you should have worked to some common statements with your second partner. I see that some people have already formed groups of four, which is fine. For those of you who are still in pairs or sets of three, why don't you please find another pair or to work on a common set of answers to these questions. I will be passing around two things. I will pass around an additional green card for your common answers. But, hold on. I'll pass around two things, a green card for you to write your kind of your summary or your combined answers, which I would like to collect at the end, and then also some sample mission statements showing you what other congregations have done. Knowing Prairie, and you don't need to feel bound by what you see here, but it gives you an idea of how others might have done it, so some sense of where you may be going, what you might like to do. So we'll go for 15 minutes here, and then I'll ask for people to report. So choose a reporter for your group.
Thank you.
Can I have your attention, please? Each person, please select someone to report on your results. Okay. Could we have a... Could people please turn and face this way? Do we have someone who would like to volunteer to go first? Pat? Pat, why don't you, if you could come up here, then we could get it recorded and we'll have...
Let's have everybody turn around.
Pardon?
The other bell.
The other bell, okay.
Yeah, the other bell.
Oh, people are getting quiet. That's... Can I have your attention, please?
In answer to mission question 1A, what does our congregation, why does our congregation exist? Our couple and our foursome all agreed we exist, one, to provide a social, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual support network. And two, no, we're still on 1A. We have three things under 1A. Number two is to improve the larger community. In which we live. Three, to confirm and reconfirm our common values. And then 1B, who do we exist for? Each other and the community that is all of us. And by that we mean, you know, the region, the world, the country. You don't have to write that. Mm-hmm. And then mission question two. In what ways do we live out, we did the A and B in one, together. Instead of separating them? In what ways do we live out and give expression to this sense of purpose among ourselves and in the surrounding community? So one, living our beliefs and principles. Studying and implementing our UUA, let's just say resolutions, it's statements of conscience, but that's too much to write. Resolutions. Three, social action. And four, five, last, interactions with each other.
welcome.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to have a different procedure.
Right. I don't think we're going to have time to write this all down. If people just come up and read their statements, you know, fairly slowly, you know, so everybody can hear them and understand it. As long as you have it written down, then we can use that. Who would like to go next?
Some slight disagreements, but we came to a reasonable compromise. For 1A, and you have the questions before you, to have a mutually friendly, socially aware group to share our concerns and act upon them, and to provide a loving place for our children to become aware of ethical concerns. 2, working together so that people with a primarily spiritual orientation can live in harmony with those who have a primarily social action orientation. providing a support group and extended family to each other, and volunteer as much as possible to make Prairie function as a do-it-yourself society. And finally, 2B, by joining, this is how do we translate this into the public sphere, by joining those activities in the public sphere that go along with our ideals and principles.
Yeah. Thank you. Who would like to go next?
Our group consisted of Ian, Allison, Carrie, and myself. So we were equally with the young and the adults, completely finished adults anyway. In a large world, we form a small community to come to know each other deeply and give mutual support. We teach our children a set of values that includes respect for all life, both the natural environment and the human, and respect for all ideas and cultures. We wish to continue to grow in compassion and understanding through learning from the world's great wisdom tradition. And I want to add something that I think Allison and Ian emphasized how wonderful it is to have a community where ideas, all different ideas are accepted, and different ways of living are accepted. B, for our number one, is we exist for everyone, including ourselves and each other, our children, our elders, our human neighborhood, and the natural community. And then number 2, we show our own worth by helping others to recognize their own. We share ideas through presentations, rituals, discussions, and teaching religious education classes. And we get involved in issues we believe in, and the young people are very active in this area too, by collecting food for the hungry, clothing for the cold, money for the poor, and try to find help for those who need it. They mentioned the writing of letters to effect change in the political situation.
The cookies are leftovers from Cali Fairhouse Memorial Service. So we bring a bit of that memorial service to Prairie on behalf of the family.
Thank you. Who would like to go next?
Do you want to just pass me?
Well, we have someone here.
Good recording.
1A, why we exist, provide a community of kindred souls that has a liberal philosophy of tolerance of differing, parentheses, religious beliefs, and to promote self-worth and general humanitarian causes and goodwill toward people of the world,
to give individuals a say in a shared process of developing an ethical structure or philosophy of life so that we can live our lives more meaningfully to truly reflect the values we hold. We had trouble paring it down. And 2A, we didn't quite get as far as we wanted. By providing a variety of activities to encourage members to participate in ways that enrich themselves and in ways that allow them to enrich Prairie, by opening ourselves to needs in the community so that we can understand its needs and hopefully provide needed help. That's as far as we got.
Is that pretty good to hear? Next.
Well, I want to announce it before people go. We're going to start setting up for the RE end of the year picnic. We want to help bring out tables in the evening by noon, hopefully.
Okay.
We're going to.
The park? Marble Park.
Yes. You're going next, sorry.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Presidential privilege here.
Well, I thought
that's fine.
Am I stepping in front of you?
No.
To create and celebrate a spiritual, social, intergenerational, diverse community of respect, acceptance, and support. To explore values, find meaning, share, and nurture the growth and development of individuals, and make positive contributions to the larger community. And then for the second one, to live our lives according to our beliefs and work within the larger community for justice and freedom for all.
Thank you.
Leave the card.
I want to write it down.
I don't know. Yeah, the people who are taking your cards away, be sure they get back.
Pat owes me one too.
We had a lot of consistent themes and never did finish the wording we really wanted, but here's where we are so far. To provide a caring, cooperative community that fosters the freedom to develop our own ethical belief systems for the benefit of ourselves and others. And we didn't get into formulating the words, but the ideas of sharing ideas, creativity, service, of course, for the second aspect of it. So, community involvement. The term sharing came up a lot. And one thing that we also brought out was this is what we endeavor to do, not what we say we are, that we thought it should be left up to others to judge whether or not we're really doing it. But this is what we strive for.
I'll get to you sometime.
Larry wrote ours down and then had to leave, so I'm writing what he wrote. So, to provide a spiritual community and nurture each other, to celebrate life and its rites of passage, to connect with soulmates and exchange ideas. And we thought we existed for ourselves and to serve as a reservoir of liberal thought for the community. We don't have a sentence, just social action, exchange of ideas, which has a ripple effect.
Okay. Is our group one? I don't know. One, to be a shared community for each other and to reach beyond our community. Two, to support each other in Prairie through things like circle dinners and the caring committee so that we can work in the larger world. In programs to help our members become more aware of needs in the larger world. To act together to do things in the larger world that we can't do individually. And to make connections with groups in the larger community with whom we share goals.
Thank you. 1A, to provide a community of support and promote cooperation and sharing. It validates Prairie, it validates us as spiritual, social, and moral beings and gives us the space and encouragement to develop those parts of ourselves. 1B, we exist for ourselves, our children, and the human
community in the broadest sense. Two, A, working for personal understanding and growth by congregating to share ideas, by remaining true to ourselves and aware of others' needs and aspirations. And two, B, how do we do this in the surrounding community through our individual efforts and commitments in the community?
Are there any other groups to report? Yes?
Trying to eliminate some of the things that you
other folks have already said.
Yeah, say the whole thing. Say the whole thing that you have written.
Okay. That's what's written down here at this point. In terms of 1A, we mentioned nurturing growth of the individual and the congregation, which includes emotional, intellectual, and spiritual values. In terms of 1B, we wish to promote free exchange of liberal religious and ethical issues within our congregation and in the community. So far as 2A, we wanted to recognize Prairie as being special, in at least in Madison, in terms of making special efforts to foster the expression of our talents in a supportive environment. I think we're tapped more and asked to come up with more than we perhaps would do in a minister-led congregation. And 2B, our social action is a symbol of our UU identities in the community, consistent with UUA principles. We talked about the fact that we're very non-discriminating and very accepting of a wide range, but there is a line. There is a point where there is evil that we have to stand up against. And we don't do that a lot, but that there is a point where yes, we are tolerant and want to hear and want to learn, but that there is a there must be some general consistency with the principles. Can I read this one?
Yes, please. Are there any others to report? Well, we would like to continue this process by asking for some volunteers who would work with me. I'll be part of the group to try to synthesize these ideas. Are there several people who would be willing to do that? Hands? Nancy? Okay. Others?
Include Lisa, like this.
Nancy, Lisa? Lisa, you're being nominated. Lisa, it was very, very poetic.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Another?
Well, it happens over the summer.
Mary? Okay, yes, well,
hopefully,
well, my suggestion was that we attempt to meet after Prairie programs for a couple of times. What I will do is try to transcribe these, get them all down into print for people to look at, and then we would meet and mutually decide how to proceed.
I vote for June.
Where?
I vote for June after school closes.
After school closes? Well, I would like, is there one more person? Okay. Okay, why don't we meet briefly after the people who have agreed to help with the writing.
Can I see one? Who we are? Before.
Raise your hands again. Okay.
We got four people. Five?
Five, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Nancy, do you have any, we haven't, do you have any items that you want to do before we close?
Ask them not critical.
No.
Well, there are prints out there, okay?
Yeah. That did it.
I want to thank everyone for participating in this. I think there were some very good ideas that came forward with many different phrasings, so the four individuals have a lot of good work to start with. If people would like to give money, there's a basket that is going around and there are plants out in the hall. Today is the Prairie Fire deadline. So I'd like to also thank Ken and the other people who've been working on this, Deb and Barb, and have I forgotten anyone? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on and is fulfilling the promise process. I mean, there's books and binders, and this group of people has been able to sort of narrow it down into something that is basically manageable at this point. And it's an ongoing process, so we continue to appreciate and accept your ideas and concerns on this.
Are you a bachelor, Jen?
Yes.
I noticed that my tree is blooming out there that I planted for my mother. And I would like to have someone take a picture of me standing in front of it so I can send it to my brother.
Ian has a camera.
I have my camera here, but I just need somebody to do it. And I, somebody might.
You're a good photographer.
No?
There are two.
Nobody.
Buildings that need to be transported over to the park.
Two tables in front of the building that need to be transferred over to the park. I'm assuming this is where the food is going to be placed, so it's critical to do that.
I want to emphasize that this is an all prayer thing. We would like all of you to come. They keep saying RE. There will be kids there, but there will be activities for all ages.
Is it not a potluck?
It is a potluck, yes.
How do we get there?
Go out the front door. You either walk or take a car or bike and go that way a block. Hang a right, and there's this green area with the baseball diamond and some swings.
You don't need a car.
Right, that's all right. It's right behind the first house.
I volunteer my white roof to take Pat's picture.
Thank you.
But I had a problem with you.
Rachel. Is there anything else that you know for critical or?
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Also, the Paris